Mpumalanga, let's shift focus now. I have the instructing attorney and Thabiseng Maduwa from the Maduwa Attorneys. She represents Umamfuti Sibanyoni, former CFO of the city of Mbombela. We understand that the courts have since granted Umamfuti the urgent basis application that she was crying for to be heard, in fact, for her matter to be heard on an urgent basis. And subsequently, the matter was then tabled. I understand now that we are all awaiting somewhat of an outcome into the case that was brought before the Mpumalanga Division of the High Court today. Let me bring in Thabiseng for her to explain to us what sort of matter was before the court and also what sort of outcome are they seeking from the court. Thabiseng, good evening. Really appreciate your time. Maybe let's understand, your client. What is your client seeking from the Mpumalanga Division of the High Court?
Evening, and thank you for having me. My client is basically has brought an application on an urgent basis. It was heard prior to today on the 13th of May on an urgent basis as well, which was struck off. Today it was re-enrolled on an urgent basis as well. Basically, we are saying the appointment, the termination of the appointment of the CFO was unlawful.
If I understand you correctly, so your client was seeking somewhat of a recourse from the court, having had her contract of employment being terminated by the municipality. Just give us a sense then of what then happened in court. Was then the court able to grant you then the agency, as I've since been informed, but also were you then able to also table the merits of the case before the court today?
The urgency was granted. The point of law that was raised by the respondents, which was urgency, jurisdiction, and res judicata, was dismissed. Therefore, the matter proceeded to be heard on an urgent basis. Merits were placed in court. However, judgment has been reserved today. So we are awaiting judgment of the matter.
I see. Just maybe the last one from my end. If I understand correctly, should the court grant the outcome in her favor, that means she needs to be then reinstated back to the municipality. Is that correct? But also, secondly, does it mean that she will have to also to be reimbursed or somewhat paid, back paid of salaries that she would have missed had she been at work?
In terms of salary, it was not part of our prayers. However, our prayers were that she be reinstated in her position.
Yeah, very interesting there. And Thabiseng, I really appreciate your time and all the best in the work that you do.
Thank you very much.